God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So what does faith look like in real life? Here are two men. One man says, I'm going to do this on my own. I don't need God. Well, that's obviously not faith. Another man says, I'm trusting God. I'm not going to do anything. Is that faith? Well, not necessarily. In Joshua chapter 8, we find the people of Israel had just been thoroughly defeated. They were defeated because they'd become a little bit self-confident. God had given them a wonderful victory at Jericho. God had given them that victory. They hadn't done it on their own. God had done that. They had acted in obedience, which was, in fact, acting in faith. And the very next city that they were to confront was a little city called Ai, a little city-state called Ai. Flush with the victory of over Jericho, there were those who had spied out the land, and they came back, and they returned to Joshua. And in verse 3 of chapter 7, they say, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men. So they didn't send very many people. And the question is, was that an act of faith or was that an act of presumption? Well, we actually know because we know what happened in the story and we know the Bible's comment about it. We know that in the victory over Jericho, Israel had sinned inasmuch as Achan, a man of Israel, a warrior of Israel, had disobeyed God and taken of the accursed thing that God had told them not to take. Now, the irony is, right after Achan was taken and seized and condemned and punished, God blessed them for taking the very things that he had cursed Achan for taking. You know, just as a side note, it is foolish to steal what God would give. And faith is realizing that everything belongs to God and accepting those things from his hand. They were living presumption because they had sin in the camp, and they looked at the city-state and they thought, we can take these with a small number. Well, once they were defeated, and once sin had been confronted, the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into thine hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. That's Joshua 8, verse 1. So what a contrast between the small force they had taken to take Ai, which had been soundly defeated by Ai, and this overwhelming army that approached Ai later. Now the question is, were they trusting God when they sent the small force or when they sent the large force? Well, ironically, when they sent the small force, that was an act of faith. That was an act of presumption. That was an act of, this is all it takes because we're good. We're fine. We're mighty. We're amazing. And sometimes our first battle is with our assumptions. When they sent all the men of Israel against Ai, they were trusting God. They were following God's orders. Now, here's a takeaway for us today. Trusting God with all your heart does not mean serving him with half your strength. If I'm really trusting God to do what he alone can do, then I'm going to do everything I should do. And when I do what I should do, I know that God will do what I cannot.